Jack Spaulding with you as we're talking Cobra basketball here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, as we do every single Thursday.
Presented by the Farmers State Bank in Houlton, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Houlton, and Community Healthcare System with the Houlton Family Health Center.
Starting off with the girls, as we do every single week, talking with head coach Maddie Massey of the Cobras. And coach, you guys have had a lot of time off since the last time we've talked, actually. Didn't have a game last Friday. They've had no games this week to this point until tonight, so plenty of time for practicing and being able just to be in the gym with your kids. How important was this kind of a week of just focusing on practice been for your team?
So important. With all those snow days, we lost quite a bit of practice time. We had to reschedule games. We jumped right into that Oskaloosa game, and it was just so nice to get back into the gym and really focus on what we need to accomplish for the rest of the season, because we're going to, you know, in the next couple of weeks, jump into quite a few games with our tournament and rescheduling and that kind of thing. But just working on our own stuff for several practices in a row is so beneficial for our team.
For sure. I mean, it's an opportunity for you guys to get better and get that cohesiveness back. Tell me about the we talked about the Oskaloosa game last week, but you guys take on that same Oski team tonight, this time on the road before you hit the HIT. What are you looking for from your team here tonight as you guys take on the Bears team once again?
Yeah, always hard to play a team back-to-back, but it's going to be competitive. We're battling a couple of injuries, so I hope to see a couple young kids step up and help us out. We let Wright go off in the first half. She hit a couple threes. She was our main scorer. She was our leading scorer, but she did score after halftime. We talked about her in the locker room, and we were able to shut her down. That's one of our main keys, is we have to shut so-and-so down, but we can't let the others go for 5, 6, 7 points. So we have to execute our X's and O's and make sure that we lock down on everyone defensively and execute our offense as well.
This is a time of the year right now, too, as you take on Oskaloosa tonight, then you got the HIT next week in Hiawatha with very formidable opponents next week in that tournament. And then when that tournament concludes, Coach, you go on a 3 consecutive days with a game and 4 games in 5 days. Tell me about this stretch that you guys are getting ready to jump on, where a lot of games in a short amount of time.
I think we're going to gain a lot of experience coming up in the next couple of weeks. We see some really experienced, well-coached, successful teams, and I'm looking forward to battling with them. We played St. Mary's. We're going to see them at the HIT, and I thought defensively we had a really, really good game against them early in the season. And it's always nice to go back and see if you've improved and what changes you've made throughout the season. But these games coming up, it's hard. You go from one game to the next, not a lot of time to scout the other team, talk about their personnel. So you really got to rely on your own X's and O's and hope that that's going to do it for you. And, you know, with that practice time, we've done a lot of end of game situations and lots of basketball IQ with our girls, just to make sure that they understand when a game is tight, we're up, we're down, what the time situation is like, when is a good shot, what we need to do defensively. And I think that they've been soaking that in, and I think that'll carry into the next few weeks.
All right, Coach. Ton of games in a short amount of time. Good luck to you tonight, and good luck next week at the HIT. Stay healthy. We'll do this all again next Thursday.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Head Coach Maddie Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. After this timeout, we'll talk Cobra boys with Head Coach Brett Plattner here on the MSC Radio Network.